For film lovers and those curious about movies, film festivals offer a rare chance to see a lot of titles in a short period of time, usually in a celebratory atmosphere and surrounded by a community of fellow cinephiles. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. One of the region's prime film festivals kicks off next week. The Las Cruces International Film Festival runs from March 2nd to the 6th, with a full schedule of screenings, events, and special guests. To discuss the myriad film offerings at this year's festival, I'm pleased to have on the program today Keegan Carnes, Artistic Director of the Las Cruces International Film Festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. I know you're taking much-needed time out of your extremely busy schedule, so I appreciate that. Let's just jump right into it. This was the Las Cruces International Film Festival. I think a lot of listeners may remember it going all the way back to the White Sands Independent Film Festival. This was kind of an outgrowth of that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And it's in a lot of ways a continuation of the White Sands International Film Festival. And in a lot of ways, it's a rebirth. We wanted to go bigger and better, get better films, mm-hmm. bring in more filmmakers, and really make this the premier festival in the Southwest.
And it's focused on contemporary, independent, and worldwide cinema, which is nice because we really don't have much of those offerings in the region to speak of.
Yeah, that's correct. Primarily, our program is made up of, in addition to New Mexican films from some of the many talented New Mexican filmmakers, some of the biggest filmmakers who have movies in circulation in the festival circuit today. So we have films that opened at South by Southwest or Tribeca or some of those big names doing their second or third screening with us, their Southwest premieres, if you will.
That's wonderful because those films often bypass the entire region and there's, you know, you can read about them in national press and then you get interested in seeing them, but then they never come to our normal screens here. So I think you're filling a real void in the cinema calendar here in the desert Southwest. Is there a particular perspective or vibe that you're looking for with the Las Cruces International that, you know, you're trying to stake itself out as being about, or certain themes, or is it just quality that you're looking for?
Quality would certainly be the word I would use to describe the body of films we have. There's no specific themes that the films themselves follow, but it's exactly like what you just said, which is, we don't always get an opportunity to see these types of films in a movie theater, and that's the setting that they were truly meant to be viewed in, but because of studios making bigger and bigger films, blockbusters are filling the theater, so this is a rare opportunity to bring independent cinema to the big screen.
And it's a rare opportunity for listeners in our region to go to a film festival. I know I've heard over the years from people who are curious about how film festivals work, who, you know, would like to go, but it seems a bit daunting to fly to a city they're not familiar with and spend a week there. And there just seems to be some hurdles to certain people. And this is a great way, right in our own backyard here in El Paso, to take your days and still be able to be at home at night and dip your toe into what a real film festival is like.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're screening films from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., so you have plenty of opportunity to pop in whenever you can and catch a couple movies.
I know you've got, I counted some 35, 40 feature films that you're showing, so we can't possibly review all of those, but maybe if you could help spotlight a few of the selections that you'll be presenting, give us a feel for the range or diversity of titles that you've got.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the films I personally love, Driving While Black. So this is essentially a comedy that is commentary on, you know, police violence or the way black men are treated by the police. However, it's not an overly political film. It's really like an R-rated comedy. So if you like, you know, Knocked Up, Super Bad, those types of Apatow films, stuff like that, I think you'd really enjoy that. And I'm a huge fan of comedy, so that was a big one I loved. And it was actually the Audience Choice Award winner at the New Orleans International Film Festival, which is a huge film festival, so I felt very lucky that we could get that film in. We have a few other great films. We have a film called Newcomer, which is it's a classic spy thriller genre film starring Anthony LaPaglia, who is just a fantastic actor. And if you are a fan of, like, Tom Clancy movies, or this is going to be one for you. And We have some great romantic comedies as well. We really have a wide array of genres.
You have a number of films playing against each other in the schedule, so people can kind of tailor make their own route through the festival. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And myself and the entire programming team took great care in choosing when a film would screen, what it would screen against, and really try to make the options as broad as possible for our audience.
This is the Las Cruces International Film Festival. I noticed that there are a number of films either made in other countries or about topics set in other countries. Do those come in through the normal selection process? Do you go out and seek these films and filmmakers out?
Yeah, it's a combination of the two. We have quite a few submissions through our listing on Without a Box. Also, we solicited films. So we went around and did research from some of the bigger festivals around the country and around the world and asked the filmmakers to come screen with us. And for the most part, everyone was very excited. You know, most people just want their movies to be seen. So to give a filmmaker
right.
that opportunity is something they love, and we love to have their movies. So it's a win-win.
Looking over the list, there's a couple that particularly jumped out for me of interest. For You Were Once Strangers, the Israeli film, and the French film She Walks. But also, I think for people interested in journalism, photojournalism, photography, Frame by Frame, a film about, I guess this is a documentary about photojournalists in Afghanistan right now.
Yeah, that's right. And you just named three of my favorite films.
Oh, fantastic.
For You Were Once Strangers is an excellent film, and it's about refugees in Israel. And it's very much mirroring the refugee debate we're having now. And great film, very well shot. The production value is fantastic, and it's also very timely and interesting.
And as you were mentioning before, that not only do these fill a void in our local programming and bring quality cinema to the region, but it also gives the filmmakers really great exposure, which they might not otherwise get. I think that's one of the roles of film festivals today, is breaking through sort of the legacy distribution networks to bring these films to audiences without, because it is so difficult to get a major studio and theatrical release these days if you're an independent filmmaker.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, in fact, I likened it to the Iowa caucuses, for example.
Oh.
The audience really gets to play a role in the success or failure of these films, because reviewers, distributors, word of mouth, we're all among the first to see these films. So we kind of get to participate in the winners and losers. And I really like that the audience at a film festival has that level of participation and can kind of propel a film forward if they see fit. If they really have a great experience and they talk about it enough, they can make a film successful.
Put it on someone's radar that might write a check for it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we will have a couple distributors in our audience. So
oh, wow.
There will definitely be a small sales market going on during the festival as well.
You mentioned distributors being in the audience, and I know that one of the things a film festival like yours does is not just screen films, but give people access to industry professionals. Filmmakers can come and network with other filmmakers. You've got some New Mexico titles in there, so promoting films is also happening in the background, I guess, and you've got a number of workshops. Tell us about some of those workshops for maybe the filmmakers that might be listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're a filmmaker, this is the place for you, because in addition to the fabulous workshops we have on writing and filmmaking panels, it's a unique environment in that a lot of the filmmakers from around the world are going to be here. So you know, go to these workshops, learn from them, and hang out with them at the after parties and learn from them and make connections. And a festival is really a filmmaker's paradise, and I'm a filmmaker myself, so is Ross Marks, the executive director of the film festival. So we came at it from the perspective of we want to make it a great experience for the filmmakers, first and foremost. And in doing so, it makes it better for the general audience.
You are well positioned there. You've got the NMSU's Creative Media Institute. Ross Marks, as you mentioned, is executive director of the festival, and he also teaches there at NMSU. Is there a lot of dovetailing with the film school there in Las Cruces, I gather? Dovetailing with the Creative Media Institute and the students and the faculty?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the school is very involved in the film festival. Of course, the connection through Ross Marks. But the university is also sponsoring part of the film festival. So they've had quite a bit of input. The foreign, I don't know the correct terminology, but the foreign language department, I guess, of the university mm-hmm. will actually be doing some Q&As after some of the foreign films about the culture of the film presented, the country of the film presented.
Oh, and wonderful.
Yeah. So it's a really exciting opportunity to get a different cultural perspective on cinema. And I got to say, I'm a former CMI student. Ross was one of my teachers, and he was a fantastic teacher, awesome filmmaker, and to be able to work with him on this has been really a blessing for me. Yeah, I'm super proud of the work we've done together, and I think people will enjoy it.
Fantastic. What are some of the special guests you've got coming in for the festival? I see you have a few honorees even on the list.
Yeah, the big one is Danny Trejo. He is going to be our Lifetime Achievement Award winner, and you know, Danny, he's a fan favorite, especially in our area, being Hispanic, and he also has done some great work dealing with addiction and mm-hmm. you know, doing some education about addiction and outreach. Also, we have Robert Wall, who is a fantastic guy you can learn from, and we have other filmmakers coming in, directors, producers, actors, who are going to be sharing their experiences on the filmmaking panel. We brought in a great film called The Night is Young to be our opening night film, and I'm so excited about this. It stars Allison Janney, Kevin Pollak, and some other great people who are going to be flying in. Allison Janney and Kevin Pollak aren't coming in, unfortunately. I would love them. But the other filmmakers and stars of the film are going to be coming in, and our opening night screening is going to be a really fantastic event. And then we'll get to go party with the filmmakers after. So if you haven't gotten your VIP passes yet, I suggest you get them. Don't miss out on the opening night film.
You mentioned festival passes. I believe those are still available on your website at $75. That gets you into everything at the festival? Is that right?
Yeah, that gets you into everything. That gets you into the workshops, opening night screening, VIP parties, and all of the films. So if you have 4 days and you want to spend 12 hours a day watching movies and hanging out with filmmakers, get that pass.
You can't beat that price either. But for those who can't make every single day and every event, I know you have day passes, which makes it really easy for people to pick a day that they can take off from work or just take a staycation and delve into all that you have to offer. I'm sure it will be a great success. And Keegan, I want to thank you for, again, taking some time out of your very busy schedule. Best of luck next week with the kickoff of the Las Cruces International Film Festival.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for having me. And I hope I get to see you there and we can watch some movies together.
Sounds delightful. My guest today has been Keegan Carnes, Artistic Director of the Las Cruces International Film Festival. The festival kicks off this coming Wednesday, March 2nd, continuing through Sunday, March 6th. For a complete list of films, screenings, events, and special guests, log on to lcifest.com. On Films producer is Norma Martinez. Special thanks today to Mike Tipton for engineering the show. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.